Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Secretary Industries and Commerce Kumar Ramnikant stresses upon digital transformation in public service delivery. Justice Y. Longkumar emphasizes crucial role of legal systems in nation building. Startup Naglands Agripreneur and Green Startup Connect 2025 unlocks fund access. And NSF appeals state government to assist Naga youth stranded in Nepal amid ongoing crisis. Now the news in detail. Secretary Industries and Commerce Kumar Ramnikant has emphasized the importance of collaboration and digital transformation in public service delivery. Addressing the state-level workshop on the Unified Logistic Interface Platform, ULIP, held in Kohima today, he highlighted the potential of ULIP to improve efficiency and market access for local producers. Launched as part of the PM Gati Shakti initiative, ULIP will address the logistical challenges faced by the state's farmers and entrepreneurs, enabling them to directly connect with both local and international markets for their organic products, handlooms and handicrafts. Meanwhile, Director of Industries and Commerce P. Tokuga Sema noted that Nagaland was the first state in the Northeast to integrate ULIP, stressing its potential to improve infrastructure, ease of business and supply chain efficiency. He also mentioned that transparency and real-time data sharing through ULIP will reduce costs and delays in transport. The workshop, organized by the Directorate in collaboration with the National Logistics Data Services Limited, concluded with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the two parties. The workshop was attended by officials of various departments, startups and entrepreneurs. Justice Y. Longkumar of the Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench has emphasized the crucial role of legal systems in building strong nations. She was speaking at a legal awareness program organized by the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority and Kohima District Legal Services Authority at Kohima Law College today, highlighting key historical change makers who used the law as a tool to combat oppression and inequality. She urged legal professionals to be on the voice for the marginalized.
And they used the law not just as a career or as a profession, but they used it as a tool, as a weapon to fight oppression and to fight inequality. And that's how lawyers play such a great role in the nation's building. And we have to remember that. We are in a diverse country. India is no doubt a dynamic and diverse country, democratic country. But we see a lot of inequality also, and also a lot of abuse of power by the authorities. So as a law professional, you can be the voice for the unheard, for the marginalized.
Underscoring the importance of integrity, Ms. Longkumar advised lawyers not to compromise their values for ambition and further emphasized the need for continuous learning. Startup Naglen, under the Department of Industries and Commerce, organized the Agripreneur and Green Startup Connect 2025 yesterday in Dimapur. Held under the theme Green Fund Access from Grant to Scale, the program focused on empowering agripreneurs and green startups in Naglen by providing insights into available schemes, grants and funding channels. Over 50 participants, including entrepreneurs, farmers, NGOs and government officials, took part in the event. Assistant Director of Industries and Commerce, Keshe Kahoto, emphasized the state's commitment to promoting green and inclusive entrepreneurship. Amid the ongoing political crisis in Nepal, the Naga Students' Federation, NSF, has appealed the state government to urgently intervene and assist Naga youth stranded in the country. In a letter addressed to the Chief Secretary, Nagaland, today, NSF expressed deep concern for Naga students and youth, many of whom had gone for academic and professional pursuits but are now faced with grave uncertainty and distress. It has urged the state government to coordinate with the Ministry of External Affairs and other agencies to arrange necessary travel support and documentation to ensure their safe return. The Federation emphasized the need for urgent action to alleviate the situation for both the stranded individuals and their families. Meanwhile, in an advisory, the Indian government has advised Indian citizens in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out into the streets, and exercise all due caution. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization with a focus on common man. Today we look at the reforms undertaken for the service sector. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. A report.
The government has announced a big GST cut in the service sector. GST on services including gym, salon, barber and yoga services has been brought down from 18% to 5%, making these services more affordable and accessible. The council has also lowered the rate on hotel stays up to 7,500 rupees per day from 12% to 5%. This move is expected to provide a major boost to the hospitality sector, giving a positive impact on tourism. Karhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
General Secretary of Nagaland Baptist Church Council, NBCC, Reverend Dr. Mar Ponganer, today emphasized upon diversity as a blessing rather than a barrier. He was speaking at the Imagine the Future conference organized by the NBCC Women Department under the theme Beauty in Diversity, Inspire to Shape Future, in Kohima. Noting that diversity enriches lives, families, churches and communities, Reverend Ponganer underscored the importance of accepting diversity for leaders to shape a better society. About 90 participants, including church leaders and tribal women apex bodies from across the state, attended the event. The conference served as a platform to not only celebrate the richness of diversity, but also to empower women and leaders to become active agents of change in their communities. The Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha Nagaland will host a statewide marathon, Modi Yuva Run, on September 20 as part of a 16-day celebration marking Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday. The celebration under the banner of Seva Pakhwada 2025 will run from September 17 to October 2 across the state.
Birthday Mala Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji to the occasion there. We'll be having 16 days activities. It starts from September 17 to October 2nd. So the initiative is under the banner of Seva Pakhwada 2025.
The marathon, themed War Against Drugs, aims to promote fitness and raise awareness among youth about the drug menace in Nagaland.
This is why Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha, in the national level, have decided to have a big marathon under Fit India and Modi Yuva Marathon with the theme War Against Drugs.
Over 3,000 participants are expected. The run will start from Taiku Village Ground and conclude at DDSC Stadium, passing through Dhobi Nala and Clock Tower. There is no age limit for participation and online registration will open soon. All participants will receive certificates and winners will be awarded prizes. And Nagaland will continue to receive light to moderate rainfall at few places with thunderstorm and lightning till the 14th of September. In a weather update, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has forecast heavy rains in Chumukedima, Kifire, Kohima, Mokokchung Pek, Shamator, Twensang, Woka and Zuniboto districts during the period. It cautioned low-lying districts to take precautionary measures in light of potential waterlogging and flash floods. NSDMA also urged public to exercise caution to avoid any eventualities and contact State Emergency Operations Center at toll-free number 1070 for any emergencies. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Secretary Industries and Commerce Kumar Ramnikant stresses upon digital transformation in public service delivery. Justice Wailong Kumar emphasizes crucial role of legal systems in nation building. Startup Nagaland's Agripreneur and Green Startup Connect 2025 unlocks fund access. And NSF appeals state government to assist Naga youth stranded in Nepal amid ongoing crisis. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.